Hi everyone, welcome to the video. I'm going to show a clip here from off-grid desert farming with Paul and Adrian concerning the times that we are in, concerning the mark of the beast, what they're calling a vaccine. And he just knocks it out of the park.
I mean, we're facing some very, very difficult times in our world. You know, a lot of people, they read their Bible, you know, we believe in God. And if you read your Bible, there's a book, the last book in the Bible, called the Book of Revelation. And I truly believe that we are living in those pages of the Book of Revelation right now. I believe that Revelation chapter 6, that we're living in Revelation chapter 6, that the four horses of the apocalypse have now been unloosed. The white horse, the red horse, the black horse, and the pale horse. And I have explained this information before. If you look at the four horses, they talk about different things. About the white horse, the red horse of war, the black horse. Where you know, they're talking about wheat and oil. About the scales, the balance scales, a penny for a loaf of bread. They're talking about famine and all the horrible things. And then you get to the last horse, which is the pale horse, and it says when the pale horse rides, the last horse of the apocalypse, the pale horse, that a quarter of the world's population will be killed by famine, wars, and the beast of the field. Now, I think the beast of the field is the mark of the beast. Because I don't think that the little squirrels outside and your birds and the chipmunks are going to gang up on you and eat you alive when you come out your front door. Maybe a bear will come out of the woods and kill some people, but folks, they're not going to kill a quarter of the population. How is all the animals going to kill you? It's talking about a quarter of the population being killed by the beast of the field. Well, the beast of the field is their DNA, because the DNA of chimpanzees, bats, snakes, mice, and other creatures have been...
It's the chimera that he's talking about. They actually list that as an ingredient. Chimera.
Brewed in a witch's brew that they put in something, and they've been mandating this for the last 2 years, which changes your DNA through CRISPR technology, gene editing technology, the mark of the beast, the witch's brew, the pharmakia. The sorcery. Didn't the Bible say that the whole world would be fooled by their sorcery? Pharmakia, which is sorcery, which is pharmacy, which is pharmaceutical. Do you get what I'm saying, folks? The DNA, which changes your DNA, which makes you a hybrid creature. Do you know that? This thing that's going around is not this, folks. It's not a V. It's not a V. It's a gene-altering genetic manipulation. They're turning human beings into a GMO animal. Well, you're part monkey, bat, mouse. All the DNA that is being inserted by this around the world that was mandated is transforming you into a new creature. That's why they call it transhumanism. And if you want to know all the details, folks, please go to ID 2020. ID 2020, in 2019, Bill Gates, which was the founder of Microsoft, filed a patent in the Patent Office of the United States, and the number was 060606, calling it's ID 2020, where he wants to tag, track, and trace every individual in the entire world. Go and look up that patent. Look what is built into that patent, folks. Nanobots, nanocomputers, ways that your body is going to communicate through Wi-Fi, through your smartphone. This is a patent that Bill Gates filed in 2019 calling ID 2020. Look what is built in. end to that patent, folks. Nanobots, nanocomputers, ways that your body is going to communicate through Wi-Fi, through your smartphone. This is a patent that Bill Gates filed in 2019 calling ID 2020.
The people have been lied to. It was a gigantic lie. And on this lie, everything that governments, especially in the Western democracies, did to infringe on people's rights, to take away their freedom, to lock them in their homes, imposing curfews, all of this was based on that gigantic lie. Ursula von der Leyen, EU Commission President, is now under a lot of pressure, and rightly so. The people have a right to know what went on in these contracts with her exchange of SMS with CEO Pfizer Bourla. The people need to know who they can hold responsible and accountable for whatever may have gone on behind the scenes.
Here's a spiritual hack for overthinkers. Whether it's battling intrusive thoughts or always imagining the worst case scenario, overthinkers are often plagued with anxiety. Here's what you need to do. Ask yourself, what am I attempting to control, and why don't I trust God to handle it? Worry is the natural mind's powerless counterfeit for prayer. We believe that by thinking about bad things enough, that we can prevent them. It's one thing to plan and prepare, another to panic. Catch yourself in the first split seconds that you begin to worry. The next time you begin to overthink, stop yourself and identify the root of your lack of trust in God. Handle what you need to handle, but then commit to the belief that God will handle what you can't. At first, this may not solve the overthinking entirely, but over time, if it becomes a habit, this will help to set you on the right path.
What is falling into the power? It's a trance-like state where God suspends your physical body by his power. So it's like a trance. It's like a minor trance. You can move, you can function, you can think, you can stop it at any time, or you can let it happen. The more you yield to it, it's like the deeper the hand of God goes in you. The more you yield, the Lord will begin to manifest deeper in your life. His power will just keep working on the inside of you and transforming, and all of a sudden it goes from joy to conviction. And the greater we yield, the more we continuously yield, it's like soaking. It's where the Lord just keeps saturating you and marinating, right? And so the greater we begin to yield, there's a transformation that begins to take place.
God says, even now, I will give you double portion in the land of your affliction. So wherever the thief took the most, that's where there's the most reward. And not only will it be unto you as purpose, but it will be provision for you. It will be prosperity, and it will be a platform to speak to others who have been bound. Because the Spirit of the Lord is upon me even now. The Spirit of the Lord is upon you, which means it's already finished. Amen.
This is Dabu 7. We have multiple reports showing that the world's largest nuclear submarine, the USS Rhode Island, has left the port of Gibraltar on Spain's south coast and has entered the Mediterranean Sea. Now, this nuclear submarine is heading toward the Black Sea. It's heading toward the confrontation area in the region of Ukraine. And the Italian newspaper La Repubblica has said that this USS Rhode Island has arrived in Gibraltar, passed it, and now entered the Mediterranean. They saw it entering or tracked it on Friday. The Ohio-class nuclear-powered ballistic missile submarine can carry 24 Trident II missiles capable of hitting targets 18,000 kilometers away. So it doesn't even need to be this close, but yet it's right here on the doorstep, getting closer and closer to the action in the region. And this has been dubbed the Rider of the Apocalypse. So out of all of the different aircraft, vessels, submarines, all the machinery they've got in the military, this one carries the name Rider of the Apocalypse.
There's a video on Reddit that many people are finding hard to explain. The footage itself comes from a security camera installed outside a workplace where the Reddit user's father works. The father has no clue as to what was caught on camera, but nevertheless, he was terrified by the footage, as what was captured in it is something that one's mind would conjure up during a nightmare. On October 10th of 2022, the Reddit user's dad is looking at a security camera's live feed when out of nowhere, he sees this. Despite the video's low resolution, you can still make out something pretty uncanny. Although we can't precisely tell what it is that we're seeing, it's obvious that something isn't right about the supposed people in the footage. Out of both people, one seems to have an unusual gait. It's as though they're walking on all fours, with a slight limp. It's this particular detail that's led viewers to believe that something otherworldly had been caught on camera. But as always, what's your stance on this? From the belief that this might be a skinwalker, or maybe even a cryptid of some sort, the video has yet to be determined as supernatural or not.
Hey everyone, hey brothers and sisters. Clémence Posey is a famous French actress. She's seen here on ID Magazine, where every cover has one eye symbolism and sometimes more symbolism. She is darkening one of her eyes utterly, doing the Eye of Horus. Horus is just another name for Satan. She is keeping the vow of silence about the biblical world, secret societies, and how fame, fortune, and success actually work. And everyone, she hides her hand in her coat, the way a Freemason would do. God bless you, everyone.
Hi, I'm Doug, and I'm here with Savannah, and we're here with...
Vicky.
And Vicky, you're in pain. I saw you coming across the Walmart parking lot here, and I could see you're in a lot of pain. You have a knee pain right now?
Yep.
Okay.
I'm a kneecap.
So if 10 was your worst, if the worst pain, what would you say your pain level
10.
Is right now? Pardon? A 10.
10.
So you're 10 out of 10. Okay.
Yeah.
So we're going to get right to praying because we don't want you to be in pain anymore. So it's which knee is the worst one? Okay. So do you want to just stand over on that side and just point towards it and just say, okay, in the name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus.
Be healed.
Be healed.
100%.
100%.
Tendons, ligaments, and bones.
Tendons, ligaments, and bones.
Be healed.
Be healed.
Now just wait. Now do you feel any sensation going on in there? It doesn't matter if you do or you don't. Okay, now I want you to move your knee around and check your pain level. Be very honest with us. What?
I said, oh my God.
What just happened?
Oh my God.
What happened?
I don't feel pain like I did.
That's God really healing
Jesus
you.
Loves you.
Jesus loves you. That's the message today. Now can we finish praying for you? Now, is there any pain left in your knee? Let's just finish that if there's any left. Check and see if there's any pain.
A little.
Just a little wee bit left? Okay, out of 10, what would you say it is right now?
Probably about a 3.
So I want you to put your hand right on her knee where she's showing you that it hurts.
Right.
Okay? Now, we're not even going to pray. We're just going to release the Holy Spirit because we're spirit-filled Christians. We can just let the Holy Spirit do it. So thank you, Holy Spirit. Just say thank you, Holy Spirit. Thank you, Holy Spirit. There. Okay. Now check. What happened?
It ain't there. Diane! Diane!
She might have got freaked out. Well, do you want me to help you walk to your car? Or?
No, I don't need no help. I thought it was right here.
Diane. The tire right there.
Tell her.
I don't know for how long.
It's gone. No, stay in the miracle. Stay in the miracle. Stay in the miracle.
I was hurting so bad.
Yeah, I know. I saw you hobbling across the parking lot. I felt so bad for you. Walk around. Check it out.
Oh, my God. Dang it.
What you get when you believe.
This is Deglam, his wife Camila. They came from Brazil to do this today. This is Destiny, and this is Glorious, right? And we asked Glorious if she had any pain, and she does. Show us what's going on here, Glorious.
I have nerve damage.
Nerve damage.
For the past 7 months.
Yes.
And
how did you get the nerve damage?
From my doing hair, like.
Oh, yeah. Yes, yes, sure, sure, sure. And you said your pain level in here is what?
About 8.
About 8. Now that's a lot of pain. Is it in the joint or is it in here? Where's
it's
it at?
Right here.
Right? In the elbow.
Yeah.
Perfect. 8. Yeah. Okay. So I'm going to let Deglam, right here, he's going to put his finger right here.
Okay.
Now, I want you to just relax. He will pray for you. And then you're going to be totally honest and tell us the truth afterwards, right?
Yeah.
Okay, he's going to tell the pain to go and God's going to heal you, okay? But you got to be totally honest. Ready?
Yes.
It's okay. Oh, you're going to video? Okay.
Nice.
She's
going to
video. All right. So you go ahead. Go ahead, Deglam.
So Gloria, right?
Yes.
So you can just relax and you do all the praying, okay?
Yeah.
So Heavenly Father, I just thank you for Gloria. I know you love her and you don't want her in any more pain, God. And now I speak to this elbow. I command full restoration right now in Jesus' name. Every muscle, ligament, nerve, be healed now. Be loose now. In Jesus' name.
You
and
talk.
Now I speak to the pain.
There you go, there you go.
All pain, get out now. All of it. In Jesus' name.
Now how long have you had this, Gloria?
It's really cold. And
so,
I'm not even lying.
Tell us
we know you're not lying.
Yeah,
tell us
tell
what
us
you,
the level
what's
now.
Going on.
I had cubital tunnel syndrome.
Yeah.
And I've been trying to, well, I couldn't get surgery because I
yeah.
didn't have the money.
Well, you don't need the surgery.
Insurance.
You got Jesus. You don't need surgery.
I know,
oh, yeah.
And
now, do you have any pain?
Yeah.
Tell us, any.
No, like, no pain.
No pain. Isn't that wonderful? There you go.
Oh,
isn't that wonderful? Isn't that wonderful? Now you saw it.
Yeah.
You see, you don't need
I'm
surgery.
Not even kidding you.
We know you're not.
Believe,
we know
yeah.
you're not.
That's
we see it all the time. It's because Jesus is so good and he loves you. Do you know Jesus?
Yes.
He loves you so much. That's awesome.
Awesome.
Yeah. He loves you. Do you live around here?
Yeah, I live in Ballard.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Thank you so much.
Oh, well, God bless you. Thanks for letting us pray for you. Here's our church.
Take me to your own.
But I can't.